CBC Radio. Good morning, Canada. How you feeling? A little sleepy, are we? Well, you need a little participation. First, those teeth. Think of that toothbrush as a 10-pound weight. Up, down, up, down. That's it. Down to the orange juice. Down the stairs. Lift those knees higher. Hey, you feel terrific, don't you? Guess what? You've just taken the first step towards being your best. That's participation.
CBC News. I'm Jim Wright. When leaders of the Economic Summit sit down for their first session tomorrow, agricultural subsidies will be high on the agenda. There's interest in cutting subsidies from countries that are not represented. Last night, Prime Minister Mulroney received a telephone call from Bob Hawke, the Prime Minister of Australia. Hawke wanted an assurance that action will be taken on subsidies during the three-day meeting. The New Brunswick NDP has elected a new leader. She's Elizabeth Weir, the party's former executive director. And as Mark Wall reports, Weir takes over a party with serious problems.
Weir is holding up a meeting with the government of the Liberal Democrat Union. He's been the only declared candidate. But a rash of by another woman candidate made it a real race. Weir asked to take advantage by 5 votes. It's the first time a major party in the Brunswick has picked a woman as leader. The party members are privately offering her a name for all of Weir. They are planning to run the party with an elite group.
At 8 Mountain Standard Time, Midnight Madness has started in music. Stand by, Chuck Henry to tell us all about that.
I'm over at Family Hall, where the height of Midnight Madness is being felt right now. For people listening across the Northwest Territories, over Baffin and Kitikmeot and Keewatin regions, Midnight Madness is something that started many years ago in Inuvik to kind of highlight the 24 hours of daylight we have here. One of the councillors who remembers the first time it started was Vicky Boudreau, who's on the Inuvik County Council. She's standing with me now at Family Hall, where you can buy anything from pots and pans to pastries and books and plants and pretty well everything. There's over 200 people strolling in here right now. Vicky, what have you picked up?
Well, I got a real bargain on paperback books at 50 cents each, and I don't have a very green thumb, but I managed to get some nice plants that'll probably last me till the end of summer anyway.
Why do we have Midnight Madness?
It started quite a few years ago when the Consumers Association was active in Inuvik, and they were looking for a fundraising activity, and it was pointed out that there was no celebration of the summer solstice, and Midnight Madness idea came about, and so they organized a flea market, bake sale, rummage sale, had it all here in the Family Hall, and even after the Consumers Association disbanded, the Arts and Crafts Council took it over as a fundraiser, and it's continued to this day.
What was that first Midnight Madness like?
Oh, it was jam-packed in here, and it was raining outside, there was a million mosquitoes, it was dusty, it was stuffy, and it was hot. The commissioner was visiting Inuvik, and he came down and toured through, and I'm sure half the town was here the first time, and it seems that tradition keeps coming back. There's still lots of people here tonight.